According to National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart, the new Waters of the U.S. definition is an attack on farmers and ranchers. She said the rule removes longstanding bipartisan exclusions for small and isolated water features on farms and ranches and adds to the regulatory burden cattle producers are facing under the Biden administration. NCBA previously had filed technical comments on the rule, highlighting the importance of maintaining agricultural exclusions for small, isolated, and temporary water features like ephemeral streams that only flow during limited periods of rainfall but remain dry the majority of the year. Regulating these features at the federal level under the Clean Water Act disrupts normal agricultural operations and interferes with cattle producers' ability to make improvements to their land. Last year, more than 1,700 individual cattle producers sent messages to the Environmental Protection Agency opposing the administration's overly broad definition of WOTUS. Producers also shared their views with the agency at a roundtable last June. Even EPA's own Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Advisory Committee urged the agency to consider a more limited rule. Unfortunately, the agency failed to incorporate the cattle industry's recommendations, and NCBA now is suing to stop this rule from harming producers. Hart said NCBA also is concerned that EPA charged headfirst on a controversial rulemaking while this very issue is currently before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case last October and is expected to release a decision in the coming months. I'm Scarlett Hagans.